Last year, a shipment of hazardous waste was sent to a municipal landfill in Elmore County. Today, the company that owns that landfill is suing the Air Force and two contractors tied to the hazardous waste disposal. To give those of you who aren't familiar with this story just a little bit of background, the Mountain Home Air Force Base originally hired Pro-Tech Coatings to replace flooring in several of its buildings. The floor debris from those buildings was sent to Simcoe Landfill in Elmore County to be discarded. Nearly a month later, it was discovered that the waste dumped from this project contained hexavalent chromium, that is a toxic metal. By this time, 10,000 tons of new waste had already been added to the same area, which covered up that toxic waste. There is a disagreement on both sides as to how much hazardous waste is present in the landfill and whether or not it is safer to leave the chromium where it is or try and remove it. Since being notified of the contamination, the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality has been working to figure out how the hazardous waste will be dealt with. Joining me today on the telephone to talk about this is Albert Crawshaw. He is the Waste and Remediation Manager for the Department of Environmental Quality at Boise's regional office. And Nate Pompano, he is live in our studio. He was one of the original reporters for this story at the Idaho Statesman. I want to thank both of you for joining me today.
Thank you.
That is one long introduction. Nate, I'm going to go right to you. Give us some more of the regulatory history and how this all played out.
So this isn't the first time Idaho Waste Systems has run into a problem like this. Just in 2012, it had a case where there was a shipment of, I think it's just sludge, from Washington. That had this same substance in it, was inadvertently mislabeled, mixed with a much larger shipment of regular waste, brought down here, dumped, and the transporter who did that at the time notified Idaho Waste Systems shortly after. There was a similar process to what you see playing out now. DEQ came in. There was an agreement largely at that time for monitoring and Idaho Waste Systems keeping up certain practices. So this does happen. I think Albert could probably speak better than I can to how often it happens. But this is not the first time you've seen this sort of thing here. They had another issue in 2016 that wasn't quite the same thing. That was more monitoring lapses, and they improperly accepted some stuff from
things
a freeway
like
crash. There was a landfill fire,
et cetera. So Albert, the landfill that this particular waste was dumped in Elmore County is licensed just for municipal solid waste. So, A, can you explain what that means, and also how that affects the landfill itself when something other than what is supposed to be put there is put there?
Yeah, so that landfill is authorized to receive household waste and non-hazardous waste, such as commercial solid waste, non-hazardous sludge, and industrial non-hazardous solid waste. But that particular facility or municipal solid waste facilities are designed to contain any of those wastes that are disposed of there. So that one is appropriately designed to accept that particular type of waste, the waste that I just discussed.
Okay, so then when it's the waste, the hazardous waste that was dumped, this, if I'm saying it right, the hexavalent chromium, what's the problem with that?
So the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act considers chromium in a leachable form above 5 milligrams per liter as hazardous, and so the material that was deposited there was above that regulatory limit, and so therefore it was a hazardous waste, and it's destined to go to, or it should have been disposed of in a permitted hazardous waste facility.
So what happens at this point then? I mean, it's been dumped. 10,000 tons have already been placed on top of it. So is there any fixing this problem? I don't know, Nate, if you want to answer that question, or Albert, how do we move forward?
That was a big question in all the documents I reviewed. At first, Well, first off, so you mentioned there's a lawsuit tied to this.
Exactly. There's a lawsuit, going on.
A lot of that lawsuit is tied to the initial response from DEQ, which was kind of a standard response of, this is in the landfill, this is bad, we need to get it out. And a lot of what's happened since then is everybody involved kind of looking at, is it practical to get it out? Is it safe to get it out? Mm. In the process of getting it out, do we cause other problems? And again, there's precedent in history here as well. I don't know if you remember the various drums of things that were found when they were cleaning up, excavating Esther Simplot Park.
Right, correct.
That
yes.
actually ended up causing a similar violation. Boise got cited. Because one of the drums had something in it, and some of the other drums were unknown and ended up in a landfill that they shouldn't have. But they were left there because at that point it was deemed not feasible to bring them out.
Okay.
So this was something that surprised us when we were starting to do this story. We didn't realize up front that this was a practice that kicks in sometimes when you have this. In this case, the chromium was in these powdery floor, broken up floor coatings. Mm-hmm. How do you get this out at this point?
Well,
that's kind of a central argument of what's going on now.
And if it is this powdery form, I mean, honestly, if it's in the ground at this point and it's been covered by tons of other waste, I mean, Albert, can you even go in and find that?
It's possible. It would be a lengthy process, and locating that waste would be difficult, in my opinion.
And Nate, from your standpoint, when you were covering this story, and first off, tell me how you found out about this, but then do you know where the lawsuit is at this point?
We found out about it because of the lawsuit.
Okay.
We just keep track of it, especially federal filings in this case are mm-hmm. real easy to just watch for new lawsuits that come through. And so we look at them and see what's of interest. And this one definitely was. Yeah, what you have driving that, when I talked to Idaho Waste Systems, they have a very strong opinion. They're very concerned about having this left in their landfill. They're approaching it, along with the environmental hazards, they're approaching it from a business standpoint
mm-hmm.
of what does it mean to have a landfill where a bunch of stuff, a bunch of hazardous material gets left in here, and what are the long-term ramifications of that?
Mm-hmm.
And so the lawsuit right now is in very early stages. They just, the start of this all happened over a year ago in early 2017. They just sued in May. And they've really just gotten to filing their initial complaint, and everybody who they're suing, which does not include DEQ, just to note, has kind of filed their initial responses of yes, I admit to this, or no, I don't admit to that. Basically, everybody's coming in and just saying, well, I didn't cause any problems, and if there were even problems, it was somebody else's fault.
So this could be years and years before.
Who knows? With civil,
right?
Civil trials are all over the place. This gets back to kind of the court system is overloaded, mm-hmm. especially on the federal side. We do have a new judge now, so that helps. A big effort they make on that part, and some of the things they've just scheduled, is trying to send all the parties through mediation and see if there's a way to solve it without going to a trial. And so right now, all the scheduling is kind of set through next spring.
But even with all that going on,
and if
the
if
waste is still there,
the waste is still there. And so meanwhile, where DEQ appears to be heading, and again, I defer to Albert for some of that, is DEQ is kind of heading on this course of we believe it's more prudent to leave the waste in here, and they're going to mm-hmm. finalize their agreements and any punishments for the various parties involved on that basis. The lawsuit is really trying to force the Air Force and the contractors to step in and do some of that cleanup regardless.
And Albert, I'm not sure if you can answer this question, but we do know with this type of chromium at certain concentrations, it can actually cause cancer. It can cause respiratory irritation, kidney, liver damage. I mean, it goes on and on. So at the level of this particular chromium in the landfill, are those actual concerns?
If contained in a landfill, to my knowledge, there's minimal long-term concerns. But if it's released to the ground, then contamination of groundwater is very likely. And then that's when you have health concerns as well.
And that's not the case. I just want to clarify, that is not the case then with this particular incident?
Well, so the construction of a landfill and its liner prevents waste deposited there from entering the ground and the groundwater. And our concern is a potential investigation and determining the location of that waste could compromise the liner or the integrity of the liner, which would then result in leachate being released into the environment, contaminating the ground.
So at this point, what is the DEQ's recommendation for moving forward with how you manage the waste that was put into that landfill in Elmore County?
DEQ's recommendation we've concluded to leave the waste in place, and then from there, the facility, under its normal operating, would conduct groundwater monitoring.
And would that go on indefinitely, that groundwater monitoring?
Yeah, I can't necessarily speak to the specifics of that, but as long as the facility, to my knowledge, is operating, it would have to conduct groundwater monitoring regardless of what wastes are accepted there. It's just part of their operating procedures.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. I know we could talk about this a lot longer, and we just touched the surface of this. But, Nate, great reporting from the Idaho Statesman on this and getting it out there to the public so that we know about these issues going on.
Thank you.
And Albert, thank you for talking on behalf of the DEQ. My guest today, Albert Croshaw, the Waste and Remediation Manager for the DEQ's Boise Regional Office, and Nate Pompano, a political editor and reporter for the Idaho Statesman.